Transcript 37. Unit 9. Page 83. Listening. Activities 2 and 3.
You may be planning to go abroad to study English this summer. Listen to Maria Martin talking to Ms. Janet Butler, an expert in language study abroad.
Good morning, Miss Butler. I'd like to talk to you about summer English courses because I want to make sure I get the best value for my money. Could I ask you a few questions?
Certainly. I would be happy to answer your questions.
Why is it a good idea to study English abroad?
Well, consider this. When you are studying in an English-speaking country, you're in a language-intensive environment. You're surrounded by English 24 hours a day. To go shopping, to communicate with your host family, you know, with people in the street, with your fellow students. You have to practice your English. There's no other choice. So there can be no greater motivation to speak. Television, radio, and the newspapers will all reinforce the total English atmosphere. In addition to all these language-related advantages, you'll also have a great time living in another country and experiencing another culture. This is important because it will give you a new perspective on a lot of things.
How can I find a good school? Where can I begin to look?
Yes, well, the first thing to do is talk to a relative or friend who has been on a similar trip. If you're in direct contact with a school which is offering a language course, you should make sure it has official recognition. Also, you can ask your teacher for advice. He or she might have some addresses of schools or agencies.
Is Britain the best place to study English?
Not necessarily. Until now, Britain has been very popular because of its proximity. But of course, it's not the only alternative. The United States and Canada have become increasingly popular as travel there has become much more accessible economically. It's much cheaper to travel there than it was before. Another alternative is Australia, a country which is exotic and yet its culture is familiar to Europeans.
How long should I stay?
The longer you stay, the better your English will get. As a minimum, you should try and stay at least 3 weeks to really improve your language. It may take you a week to settle in, to get used to strange meal times, to start to make friends.
What should I avoid doing?
Basically, you should avoid being in contact with other speakers of your language who might be on the same course or in the same residence. Two students of the same nationality shouldn't stay with the same family. You can't learn English as well if you are with other people who speak Spanish.
I see. What's the best way to live? With a family or in a student residence?
Deciding which place you stay may just be a matter of personal preference. From my point of view, the family option is better, but it's really a matter of personal choice.
Thank you very much, Miss Butler, for your advice and recommendations.
I hope it will help you make good use of your stay abroad. Good luck.